You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, WHFR Dearborn. That was latest from War Horses, from their brand new one, Shadow Gold. That was a track called Poisonous. And you know what time it is, folks? It is 5 o'clock. It is time for a live performance. And in the studio, we have the band Lotion. Can you hear me, folks?
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah.
I can hear all of you beautifully. All right, we have Liftoff. All right, why don't we get started? You have a track to begin with called Playing or Placing?
Placing. Placing bets.
Gotcha. Live from Studio J, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves with the band Lotion. Welcome, everybody.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. All right, if you don't mind, go around the room real quick, introduce yourselves, your name, and what you do there.
I'm Keaton. I'm the main songwriter, and I sing and play rhythm guitar.
I'm Avery. I play lead guitar and sing a little bit, but not very well.
I'm Jerry. I play bass.
I'm Michael. I play drums. I do not sing.
That's okay. It's rock and roll. It's not about singing. Well, at least not if you're the backup. But she's got a great voice, so we're all good.
She does. She holds it down. She makes
Thank
us look
you.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And sound good.
So how long you folks been doing this project here, Lotion?
We've been playing in different forms of this band with like different members for about a year and a half. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how long has this iteration been?
About 8 months. Around
8 months or so. Yeah. Yeah.
So would it be safe to say we've settled down to this is what it's going to be, at least for the foreseeable future?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Great. Great. All right. All right. So you have a show coming up, I believe.
Yeah, we're playing November 12th. It's a Tuesday at Outer Limits Lounge in Hamtramck.
Oh, that's a great place. A cool place to play.
Yeah.
Do you remember offhand who you're playing with?
I don't know how to pronounce their name, but it's like Stewed-Eyed.
Ah, that one, yes.
Do you know them?
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it either. Yeah,
do they know how to pronounce it?
I hope they're not listening. But they're really good, so it'll be fun. They're touring.
They're probably one of those people that's like, well, how do you want to pronounce it?
Yeah, it's up for interpretation.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Why don't we do another one?
Why not?
It's an A, right?
Okay. Hold me up. I need someone to rely on. I don't think I can do any more crying. On my own, I have to let it go. It's getting harder to put on the show. Sometimes I'm missing you so badly. Wonder if you wish you still had me. Cause I've forgotten the bad memories. And now the grass, it all seems so green. It's not fair to make you drag it out. It's not worth it to you right now. And these things, they never turn out right. Maybe we should take our own advice. Cause I just stubborn to admit this thing is bad. You make me sad. It's nobody's fault. It's not fair to make you drag it out. Worth it to you right now. And these things, they never turn out right. Maybe we should take our own advice. Cause I'm too stubborn to admit this living is bad. You make me sad. It's nobody's fault.
Live from Studio J with Lotion. All right. So, as far as getting your music, how would listeners go about that?
We have a Bandcamp. If you just look up Lotion, we're the one in Detroit, obviously. And then
I saw that. There's another one in a different state.
Yeah, I think it has like periods between all the letters, though. So we're not that one. And then we have an Instagram page. We're working on getting a Facebook.
Okay. Do you have a? Oh, sorry. Do you have a website as well, or?
Not quite yet.
Working on it.
Yep.
Okay.
Still getting there.
So you're a transplant, right?
Yeah, we all are.
Except
Padlo.
Our drummer Padlo is from Michigan, but the rest of us met in college at the Jacobs School of Music in Indiana, and we're all from different places, and then we all moved up to Hamtramck.
Ah, okay. Where everybody ends up eventually.
Right. Yeah, right.
Oh, you want to be in Hamtramck. What's that?
Said all roads point to Hamtramck, right?
That's right. You want to be a musician? You want to drink beer? Well, you got to go to Hamtramck.
Yeah, plenty of that.
Well, that's good. Now, do you guys like room together, or you just live in four different places? Or
me and Jerry live together, and then Avery lives somewhere nearby, and I don't know where Padlo lives.
No one knows where Padlo
actually
lives.
No,
I think he lives in the basement.
It depends on what day you ask, right?
Right. Yeah. He's just the drummer, so.
Yeah, plus he's got a place that'll fit the drum kit. He's fine.
Right.
All right, so let's keep it going, I guess.
Cool.
faking it is hard, but if you're not, you already show. I want to know, 'cause I'm scared. They say you already knew my name. Take the words out of my mouth. I want to know, but I'm scared.
There's that one song every show. They catch me off guard with that sudden ending. Wait a minute. Got to push the button. You're listening to Live from Studio J. This is the band Lotion. So, Keaton, where do you get most of your inspiration for your songs? Is it mostly personal or?
Yeah. A lot of it's about relationships I've had and... Yeah, I mean, just whatever everybody writes about experiences I've had. Some of it's just nonsense, but, you know.
So it's a little bit of both, then?
Yeah.
All right.
A lot about being mad at a dude, you know.
So is it, I take it it's cathartic for you to get it out, then?
Or? For sure, yeah. Yeah, it definitely feels good.
Isn't that one of the wonderful things about music?
Yeah.
You know, instead of, like, breaking things or, you know, getting restraining orders or going to jail, you just write songs.
Well, I do some of that, too. But
do it all. It's fun.
Living that rock and roll lifestyle. Okay. So you've been at this a while, and I know you've got more than one project, don't you?
Yeah, I have a couple. Me and Avery are in a country band called the Deluxe Country Music Band, and then I play bass in a band called Valerie the Vulture.
Oh, with Willow?
Yeah, we're playing at Theater Bazaar on Saturday.
Oh, that should be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
We're also all in a Lynyrd Skynyrd cover band.
Oh, yeah.
Freebird!
Shameless plug. Well,
For the record, I am not in the band.
But you're okay, coming to the show, right?
Yeah, Padua will be there. He'll sign autographs.
Maybe. You got to be there.
Yeah.
He's in charge of the lighters, right?
Right. Yeah, somebody's going to have to yell Freebird. So we're going to say we're not going to play it. But yeah, that's on Halloween at Outer Limits, too. So.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be a party.
It's a super group. It's going to be awesome.
I'm so stoked.
Is that going to be a bunch of cover bands that night?
Yeah,
so there's like a Grand Funk cover band.
There's
and
Blues
ICP.
Magoos. Yeah, Insane Clown Posse, The Go.
Right.
Yeah. It's going to be really fun.
Just a hodgepodge.
Okay, so that's actually on Halloween night?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, Outer Limits in Hamtramck. Yeah. The Outer Limits of Hamtramck. That's why it's called that.
Right.
Indeed.
Okay. So look forward to that. Lynyrd Skynyrd, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they got to do cover bands now. There's almost nobody left in that band.
Yeah, for
just
real.
One,
just one. It's actually who I'm playing. He's the only one alive. Gary Rossington.
Mm.
Wow.
Horse amount.
I didn't know
Horse
that. It's exciting.
For being
Congrats.
Alive.
That's amazing. You know, it's as bad as my kids, you know. It's like as they were growing up, one of them, the oldest one, would get into trouble and do things and pay the consequences. And do you think that the ones coming after that would learn from that one's mistakes? No.
No.
That's not how it works.
That's what Lynyrd Skynyrd has done. It's like
getting on that airplane, you know.
Yeah, well, after the first couple of deaths, you figured the other ones would have got smart and go, oh, maybe I shouldn't do that. No.
Nope.
I'm just going to keep going till I explode.
They died doing what they loved.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you can't fault them for that.
Drinking and smoking.
Ooh, that smell. All right. So, looks like we got a cover here.
Yep. Both the covers we're playing have almost the exact same name, too. So, they are different songs.
Yeah, I was worried about that. It's like, do they realize they're playing the same song twice? But
no,
you're not.
That would be really funny.
It would be funny.
I really like that. Let's do that next time. Just next time.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Jerry.
Same
Thanks.
Song twice.
More ideas from Jerry.
I'm helpful.
So the first one, I take it, is going to be the Cars song?
Yeah.
I grew up on that music. That first album just blew everybody away.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's so good.
It's like, what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love it.
All right. Without further ado, let's hear some Cars. By Lotion, of course.
You're just what I need.
Yeah, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Lotion, with the cover of the classic tune by the Cars, Just What I Needed. Now, I'm going to guess none of you are old enough to have seen them live.
I don't look 30, do you? 40? 50?
50.
I don't know.
How old do you have to be?
I don't know.
What year is it?
What year is it? No, I'm going to go with no on that one.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time they actually toured. I know it was quite a long time ago. I'm not saying you weren't alive, but I don't think you were big enough or old enough to go to a show yet.
You were definitely not alive.
I was huge when I was a 2-year-old.
I'm pretty sure that was
so
like 78.
I think I was big enough.
So. You could at least have been on the shoulders of somebody, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I won't say much, but I did get to see him a couple of times. But they're great music, wonderful songs, well-crafted, well-made. But as far as a live show goes, they weren't that great.
Really?
Yeah, they just there was no movement or pizzazz.
Zest.
Yeah. Well, when they did their big tour in 1984... at Pine Knob.
That's, oh, yeah, I was there for that one.
I'm still going to call it that. I'm not going to call it DTE. There was a write-up in the newspaper the following day said the only spark on stage that evening was when the keyboardist lit a cigarette in the middle of the show.
Ouch.
Rough.
Ouch.
I don't know if I'd be that cruel, but it basically it was like watching a film of them recording their album. That's all it was. But, I mean, they sounded wonderful. If you closed your eyes, oh, wow, this is wonderful.
Right.
But it was like, okay. But, you know, not to knock them down, like I said, wonderful musicians. Rick Ocasek was a great songwriter.
A legendary.
Legendary producer as well. Did lots of great stuff in his time. Sorry that he's gone. But, would you say that that's one of the bands that have influenced any one of you here in the room?
For me, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Why don't we go around the room, speaking of, and maybe talk a little bit about that, like bands that you grew up with, maybe when you were young, maybe even 2 years ago, that have influenced you and what you're doing now.
Well, I grew up playing classical cello, so I listen to a lot of classical music, and I'm from Kentucky, so a lot of country, which is why I'm still in a country band, too. And then in college, at some point, I decided I didn't want to be in orchestra anymore and started playing cello in a couple bands, and then transitioned to playing more guitar because my dad was in bands growing up. So then, yeah, I fell in love with the rock and roll lifestyle. You can't get drunk at an orchestra. Well, you can.
You're
not supposed to.
But if you fall off into the pit, that can really hurt.
Yeah.
Yep, not good.
So you played, in school as far as the cello?
Yeah.
Okay. Did they have an orchestra there over where you grew up? Or
yeah. I played in, like, the public schools and then in, like, the Lexington community or the – I don't remember what it was called, but it was, like, the big orchestra that you could do if you actually were into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played in college at IU.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's a big difference, a big step, go from the cello to what you're doing now.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
So what would you think? It was the hardest thing probably was to learn the cello as opposed to the guitar?
Well, I'm not an amazing guitar player yet, so I definitely have put more effort into playing cello, but it's definitely harder to immediately make it sound good
because
it sounds awful for the first, like, 5 years.
I've been there, done that, yeah. To make those hands do exactly what you want them to and perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what about you, Avery?
Well, my mom, you know, got me into classic rock at a very young age. And by classic rock, I mean exclusively AC/DC. So I listened to that.
So you're not biased
at all. No, not at all. That somehow morphed into like a grunge phase, which morphed into like a jazz phase. And, you know, I really just kind of jumped through a lot of hoops. Eventually landed on jazz, said, this is what I'm going to do. And then realized, no, that's not what I'm going to do at all. Because, you know, jazz is fun, but it's also
no rock opera.
It's no rock opera, you know, which is my true calling.
That's his new face.
The Meatloaf cover band that you're going to start in
yeah,
5 years.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Be on the lookout for that. First, I got to gain, you know, 100 pounds, but I'm almost there. But yeah, so really, I'd say classic rock was kind of what got me into music in the first place. And here I am, 300 years later.
All right, Jerry?
I mean, I was really into like Blink 182 and Green Day when I was a kid. I still am. I listen to I listened to Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, the Blink 182 album, literally this morning. I'm still 12 years old, everybody. But yeah, I lived overseas for a while, and I got really into like British rock. I was really into like The Joy Formidable and Arctic Monkeys, and then moved back. And lately, I've been listening to a lot of like West Coast lo-fi rock stuff, like Weed and Hotline TNT and Big Bite. I don't know, that kind of stuff.
Wow, you're naming a few bands I've never heard of.
That's they're low. They're not super out there yet, but they're amazing. Check them out. They're absolutely fantastic.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Most of the stuff that is in that under the radar is better than half the stuff that's out there that you do know about.
Tell me about it.
Especially today, yeah. Okay. By the way, you still look like you're 12, so.
Thank you. I'll take that all the way to the bank.
That's so true.
I am sure that you
forever
get
12.
I'm sure you get hassled if you try to buy anything.
Oh, yeah.
You?
I get carded for cigarettes, and I'm 26. It's amazing.
That's kind of smart. But you know what? That works in the opposite direction, though, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it'll pay dividends when I'm old.
Yep. All right. Last but not least.
Eli.
That's me. Pretty much the same thing. I mean, growing up, my parents got me into, like, classic rock, and also my dad was super into, like, 80s pop for some reason. So I'd listen to a lot of, I don't know, I'd listen to, like, Phil Collins and, like, Genesis and all that kind of stuff. And, I mean, later in, like, middle school, I got super into, like, more pop punk stuff, like, you know, like Blink-182. And I was super into Fall Out Boy. That was actually my first concert that I ever went to was Fall Out Boy.
That's adorable.
Yeah. That was, what's, like, sixth or seventh grade. Yeah, that was great.
That's cute.
Yeah, and then, I mean, in high school, I got into, like, a lot of metal, hardcore, progressive metal kind of stuff. And then I kind of simmered down after high school and got more into jazz and just, like, straight rock and stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, I love everything, so I try to be well-versed.
That's the signs of a good musician. That's how you become one, is it? To be able to, even if you can't play a certain genre, but at least be able to appreciate it, understand it. Because there's so many things out there that you can incorporate into your music if you let it, you know. But jazz is a great thing. It's not for everybody, I know that, but, you know, you have to have talent to play it, you got to admit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, that, we're not talking strumming three chords over and over again. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, AC/DC, you know, made a career out of it.
Thank you. Yeah. You know?
They are the masters at that. My hat goes off to them to be able to pretty much do the same thing over and over again and still make it sound somehow slightly different, and it works.
Yeah.
But there's not many other bands that could do something like that.
But Lotion is doing it.
We're trying.
Yeah. Lotion is doing it. Speaking of.
Very small handful of chords.
All right. Why don't we get back to that then, by the way? Let's see. We got one called Shoes.
Yep. It's about shoes.
Ah, my favorite. Chuck Taylor's.
The rain.
Live from Studio J, WHFR.FM, the station making waves with the band Lotion, with Shoes.
Our headphones went out.
Did they?
I think so.
Sorry. There you are.
Oh, they're back. Okay.
We got it. Cool. We have it under control. All right. Okay. So, let's see. What else can we talk about?
How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fine, thank you. It's been a busy day.
Right on. What kind of music are you into, Scott? I want to hear about you.
Wow. That's going to take up the rest of the hour. But seriously, I'm into just about everything. And not to put anybody down, but I always love running into people that say, I love music. Oh, man, I love music. And then they just like one general kind of music. You know, they have their favorite songs and all that good stuff, but that's it. That's where it stops. Mm-hmm. I had an upbringing where music was born to be part of my life because my dad played guitar in the 50s in his home area of Kingsport, Tennessee, which is just near Knoxville, not close to Nashville. Even cut a record and was on local TV, all that good stuff. He was into rockabilly and country. My mom was into all the 50s doo-wop stuff. My grandparents, which we lived with for the first few years of my life, loved blues and jazz. Mm-hmm. So we had, like, records, vinyl records. We had a way to play them, all the greats like John Coltrane and Art Blakey and all that stuff. I had older cousins that weaned me on the Woodstock era and Black Sabbath when it was still brand new.
Nice.
And I had a uncle that got into classical music and Irish marching band music, of all things.
Oh, God.
I didn't know that was a genre. That's amazing.
I don't know if it's a genre, but he, for some reason, he liked it. And I was exposed to all that. And I do three shows here, actually. I do experimental electronic ambient at 12, Sounds from the Corridor, 12 to 2. And I do a noise show on Sunday nights from 7 to 9. Are you guys familiar with the genre of noise?
Yeah.
A little bit. Yes.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So we're talking harsh, really loud sounds.
Cool.
Stuff that makes most people run out of the room.
Sure.
But then singer-songwriter, I go to all kinds of shows like that. So everything from soft to as harsh as it gets. As far as metal goes, I'm really into like black and death metal and doom metal.
Nice. Cool.
Stoner sludge metal. Oh, yeah.
Sludge is the best.
Sludge, that's what I'm into.
So it's all good. I mean, for me, it's more about somebody having something interesting to say and they're, you know, making a sincere effort and they're good at it. That's all I care about.
Yeah, as long as it's genuine. You know?
Right. Because some people always say, well, I love all music except for country. You know,
I would hate that so much.
Because they're talking about the wrong country.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's like they're only...
I used to be that person.
Ah.
Not anymore.
We converted them.
All right. Well, you're forgiven for now. But, yeah, I mean, I guess if the only thing you've ever heard is, you know, Taylor Swift or something like that, I guess you might not like country. But if you grew up with it like I did with Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash and all that good stuff, oh, yeah. And even some of the newer stuff, that if you know where to look for it, there's a lot of great bands out there playing it, including, what is the band again?
The Deluxe Country Music Band.
The Deluxe Country Music Band. Are they going to be playing anytime soon? Or?
Yeah, we're playing like kind of a little EP release show. All the shows I've been talking about have been at Outer Limits, but that's just a coincidence. It's at Outer Limits on November 15th. We're playing with Libby DeCamp. And then I host like a monthly country night at Trixie's every third Monday. So that's going to be next Monday, or
really?
This coming Monday. It's called The Devil's Rodeo.
No,
there's
I'm
a Facebook page for that.
I'm going to have to check that out, actually. I was there this past Monday for the Fire Monday.
Oh, cool.
Which is avant-garde jazz.
Oh,
so,
right, yeah.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah, I was supposed to have that Monday, and then the jazz guys...
bumped you out.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Jazz, man.
Those guys, I tell you. All right, well, that sounds interesting. I'll have to check that out.
It is a really good time. It's kind of an open mic-ish format, so people can come in and... like sign up and play country songs. You don't have to be like on the list. Keaton just hosts it and we all party.
Well, it's my alter ego.
Yeah, right.
It's Missy May Rider. And then
Missy May Rider.
Mm-hmm. It's,
do you wear the Daisy Dukes and all that? Or
I have a lot of country outfits. But yeah, and then if people want to bring their instrument and come and sit in, mm-hmm. that's totally welcome.
That's cool. All yeah. Right. Wide variety of genres. I love it. Okay, why don't we get back into it? Dish it out. From Studio J with the band Lotion, Dish It Out. What was that song about?
I wrote that. stop. I wrote that in college. It was kind of when I was in my Blondie cover band. I'm a big Blondie fan. Hmm. So some of the lyrics are about Blondie. Some of them are about a dude I was dating. some of them are just nonsense. But yeah.
Okay. Speaking of, I think I'm going to share something with you, something I saw on the internet, you know, the usual surfing, you always get those cute stories. Speaking of Taylor Swift, she's always writing about, breakups and bad relationships. That's why I'm thinking of this. Anyway, it was like a meme, and it said, like, Taylor Swift writes songs about bad relationships and her breakups. Then it was Stevie Nicks, Hold My Beer. Writes song and makes ex-boyfriend sing the song that she wrote about what an a-hole he is. And it becomes a huge hit.
That's a coincidence because Jerry's my ex that a lot of these songs are about. Poor Jerry.
There it is.
And he does have to sing some of them.
Ooh.
I've written so many songs being angry at him that he's had to sing. I don't think he even thinks about it anymore.
And he's cool with it.
Some of them are good. They're not all angry.
Sure. Well, they're all good songs. I wouldn't do it if they weren't good songs.
Right. But I mean, like, some of them are complimentary.
Sure. Sure.
I don't know about that.
Well, yeah. It's not. Yes, there are.
But that's so good. You're cool with that, Jerry.
Oh, you know, roll with the punches, right?
Yeah, you know, that says a lot about your character. You're a good man.
That's one way to interpret it. Okay,
I'll
take it.
He just fears me, but...
Yeah. Not that I'm siding with him, Keaton, but, you know, we have to play fair and even-handed
here.
That's funny. I'd like that.
Oh, it's funny.
Let me tell you. It's great.
Oh, I'm having a great time.
I'm glad somebody is.
Glad. I'm also having a great time, Scott. This is really nice.
I like to think that we can do things where we can just hang out and have fun, you know, it doesn't have to be serious or anything. All right, so we have another cover, but this is not the Cars song. What do we have here?
This is a song by Nikki and the Corvettes, which is a Detroit band.
Really?
Yeah, I really like them.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've met her. She's a very nice person.
Really?
Have you gotten a chance?
No?
Yeah, we have an actual compilation that I put out called Motor City Gems, and it's got tracks from a bunch of different artists, including a band called the Seatbelts, which I don't know if you've ever heard of them. But anyway, Nikki guest stars on the song, and it's something we actually have out on blue vinyl that we sell to help,
that's awesome,
you know, benefit the radio station. But yeah, I got to meet her because I got her to sign a copy of it.
That's very cool.
But yeah, she's a wonderful person. She's got lots of great music. She's huge in other countries, especially Japan.
Really?
Yeah, all she has to do is show up. They find the band to back her up, and she just does her thing.
That's hilarious.
Oh, how do we get to that level?
Yeah. Show up in Japan. I'm ready for my backing band now.
Well, you got to work on it for a while because you got to remember, what was it, a place called The Second Chance, I think, in Ann Arbor. She posted a poster where her band, the Corvettes, opened up for the Ramones in 1979.
Whoa. Wow.
Imagine what a cool show that would have been.
Really, yeah.
So anyway, sorry to go yakking like that, but this is a cover of one of her songs, Just What I Need. Yeah. Good choice. That's a great song.
I love that song.
Do you know when that's from or where it's from in particular?
Yeah.
My headphones? Just bear with us one second.
Cool.
Live radio. Yeah, you're good. Okay, we're good now?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, do you know offhand where that when that's from or where it's from by any chance?
Not sure.
You just know it's Nikki and the Corvettes.
Yeah.
I think it's off their first record, mid-70s, maybe?
Yeah.
That's what I want to say.
I just want to say that they came before the Runaways, all right?
Yeah.
Just to be clear on that.
Trailblazers.
That's what's lovely about Detroit. So many great things come out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Born and bred, too. Anyway, no offense to anybody else, but...
Detroit's awesome.
No, Detroit's the best. Everyone else can know it. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So, on Bandcamp, the release you have, it's a full... length, right?
It's an EP. We're working on recording a full album, but it just has like three of our songs.
Okay. And it's simply entitled Lotion?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. I didn't have it in front of me, so I wanted to make sure I had it right. So you'll be working on more material in the next few months?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Hold Your Tongue. Tell us a little bit about that. Is that about Jerry, too?
There's a little sprinkle of Jerry in a lot of the songs.
I'm everywhere.
Oh, shut up. It's not one of the songs that's like super specifically about something, though. It's just I needed to write a song.
Oh.
It needed to happen, so.
So how do you decide that? Like, if you're going to like write about something in particular that's personal or just something just to write a song?
Usually I write chords first, and like find like a guitar riff or something that I like. And then I make up words and like, maybe I have an idea about what I'm going to sing. Or I'll just like start saying nonsense words. I know like a lot of us do that, but like Avery, you say specific words, don't you? Like waffle or something?
It depends, what's going on in my life, but yeah, you know, you just kind of pick words that are like in your subconscious and you just
pancakes. You got breakfast mushroom on your mind, my
I say
man.
Mushroom a lot.
Oh yeah, you do say mushroom a lot. Yeah, I just mumble gibberish until I find a melody I like, and then I figure out the words usually last.
That's actually, I know other musicians do that for sure, but that's usually not the way most people go. Usually people write the words first and then make music to go in the background. Any particular reason why you decided to do it that way, or is it just easier for you, or?
I think it's because growing up, my guess is that I was like an instrumentalist, so I played cello, and so that comes more naturally to me than like writing lyrics. So I'll just usually fit the lyrics in later. That's not always how I do it. Sometimes I have an idea in my head, and I have like hundreds of voice memos, just really embarrassing mumbling. But
So you got a little recorder with you at all times?
Just on my phone.
Just on your phone. Well, it's great that you have those now. Can you imagine the old days when you had to have one of those old-fashioned ones?
And I know it.
Then the batteries would go dead on you. Like,
But, you have to remember stuff on your own.
30 minutes maximum.
But, yeah, I know most people will do the music first. I mean the lyrics first, rather. I'm sorry. I remember reading about Van Halen when they first started. Eddie was so happy because he was always coming up with these great riffs just on his own. He'd be all by himself and he'd come up with these great riffs, and Sammy would listen, and just off the cuff, in just moments, he'd come up with the lyrics for the song to go with it, just like, oh, you know. That's got to really take some talent to do that. All right, so Hold Your Tongue. This is not about anybody in particular, right?
Jerry, don't listen to the lyrics. He can hear the lyrics now, and he usually can't in band practice. Don't listen. I'm just kidding. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You make, I've already seen.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Lotion. All right. So, from what I can see, you've played all three songs from the EP.
Mm-hmm.
And we got plenty more in the future.
Yeah.
Just in case somebody wasn't listening toward the beginning, I'll just go over all the different ways of finding you, your music, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, we're on Bandcamp. We're working on making a Facebook page, but we have an Instagram. It's just Lotion Band, I think. Band Lotion. Anyway. And then the Bandcamp is just our name is Lotion. The EP is called Lotion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we talked about it earlier. There's a confusion because there's another band from a different state that
right.
has the same band.
We are the one that is not spelled with any like capital letters or periods. The other one's kind of like, it looks like an acronym.
Oh, okay. I'll have to remember that.
I think.
All right. And then you have that show coming up on the 12th of next month?
Mm-hmm. At Outer Limits, yeah.
Outer Limits. Do you know the owners there? Is that why you keep playing there? Or is it just fell into place accidentally? Or
I know some of the people there, but the amount of shows that we have there coming up is kind of a coincidence. We haven't played there before.
Okay. So the next one, Halloween, will be the first one.
Yes.
Not as
yeah,
Lotion,
yeah.
of course. But, yeah.
yeah.
Okay. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
All right. So that's you and Avery?
Everybody but the drummer is in that band, and then a lot of other members from all of our other bands. It kind of ended up being a super group of all the people in all of our bands.
Okay. Well, yeah, because you got to have at least three guitars.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Right.
So you could do that famous, you know, like thing with the guitars up and down as you do the triple lead.
We
haven't gotten to the choreography yet, but
you know, I always wondered how they pulled that off, because I mean it's no secret that they were drunks from the day one.
Mm.
How to pull that off like the way they did that.
Well, when all you do is drink and play guitar, like then yeah, you're on stage and you're drinking and you're playing guitar, so that you're in your wheelhouse. You know?
Definitely have to practice how you play.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess.
If they weren't drinking, they'd probably be terrible.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I believe you. I agree with you. If they ever showed up sober, they probably would suck.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we shouldn't talk ill of the dead, I guess.
I think they agree.
All right. Well, looks like we got perfect amount of time to do one more. I want to thank all four of you so much for coming down and playing for us.
I really
enjoyed it.
It's been awesome.
All right. And hopefully you'll come again when you get more music finished up and released, and we'll do it again.
I'd love to. Thank you so much.
All right. So we're going to finish off with
Tell Me. Yeah.
Thank you.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
Now look at the trouble, he don't even hear. Night is young, mood is full. One thing's certain, baby, that's for sure. Oh, no, no, it's going now tonight. Let's go flying through the town tonight. Well, come on, little baby, you're gonna ride with me. Come on, little baby, you're gonna ride with me. That's an inside town, you wanna stay? Come on, little baby, you're gonna ride with me. Go! Still in school, you ain't wanna wanna break the rules. I can't help it, you knock me out with the way you move and little pop. Ask him, you know you won't go. Hell's to the metal, let's go, go, go. Well, come on, little baby, and ride with me. Come on, little baby, and ride with me. There's another side town, you all say. Come on, little baby, and ride with me. Hey! Next to me, well, come on, little baby, and ride with me. Come on, little baby, and ride with me. There's no